This morning's Midwest weather continues to look about as it did in yesterday's forecast. No major changes have taken place. Cool weather settled into parts of the region as we went through the day yesterday, and afternoon temperatures were limited to the 70s and 80s across most of the Midwest. Some lower 90s occurred on the southern fringes of the region. Today we'll likely see some additional cool weather occurring across the region. Quite a few areas will see a similar temperature distribution to that of yesterday, with 70s and 80s again occurring across a large part of the region. As we get ourselves into the day on Friday, we'll likely see the temperatures trending a little bit warmer once again. And in fact, Friday and Saturday will be our two warmest days across the Midwest. We'll expect temperatures those 2 days to work their way back into the 80s in a significant manner. We'll expect 90s to also occur in the southern parts of the region, lower and middle 90s occurring from Nebraska into southwest Western Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and the lower Ohio River Valley, and portions of the neighboring Tennessee and lower Mississippi River basins will be included in the warmer bias. The northern parts of the Midwest will see temperatures more solidly in the 80s, with only a handful of upper 70s on the northernmost fringes of the region. These temperatures are much closer to normal and to what we would expect to see in the middle of summer, but they're only going to last for about 2 days, and another cool air mass will begin to push into the region from the north, and we'll likely see the temperatures Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week trending cooler across the region slowly from north to south. And as we get to that point of the coolest temperatures being present, we'll see again another couple of days worth of 70s and lower 80s for highs across a big part of the region. Now, there is a chance that we'll see some shower and thunderstorm activity accompanying the cool air masses as they move through the region, but it looks like the southwestern Corn Belt will be disfavored in all rain events. And by the southwestern Corn Belt, I'm talking about the area from parts of Nebraska and southwestern Iowa, portions of Kansas, Missouri, and even into southern Illinois and parts of the northern U.S. Delta region. These areas may not be completely dry, but whatever rain does occur is going to be light and erratically distributed, leading to a net drying biased environment, very similar to what has already been occurring. Now, of course, the northern Delta has had a lot of excessive rains in recent weeks, and the soil is still plenty moist down deep in the ground, so the odds of having a serious problem with dryness in that region is relatively low. That may not be the case, though, for some of these other areas further to the north in Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, portions of southern Illinois, even western Kentucky are seeing some drying bias, and these areas may get eventually a little bit drier than desired, and some crop stress may eventually start to show up. But for the most part, we're still doing well. With the temperatures not being excessively warm across the region, we're not going to see the stress level so high that we seriously hurt the crop development potential, at least not for now. If we go through the next couple of weeks and get no rain in these areas and then get into late August and we all of a sudden start seeing hotter temperatures without any precipitation, the stress levels will become far greater, and then we will talk about smaller yields in some of these areas. But there's such a large percentage of the central in eastern Midwest, they're seeing ideal crop conditions right now, that if we did go into a drier, warmer mode, it would be almost more beneficial to the soybean and late corn crops than it would be detrimental. Yields are still expected to be quite high in the central and eastern parts of the Midwest, and whatever yield reductions occur in the Southwest are not expected to be very dramatic. By the way, our low temperatures over these next few days and during these cooler bouts will likely be limited to the 50s and 60s, giving crops plenty of rest. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.